The five gifted men, period, semicolon, something. Do women have any of these gifts, and how can they best carry out these? What we're dealing with in Ephesians chapter 4 is a unique set of circumstances. The Lord is building the church, and he is sending men out. They are going to be the front line to lead the advance, to confront the enemy, to storm the ramparts of the enemy, and those were men that he was going to send out to do that. Now, when we get to Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, it's not specifically mentioned to be men, and we discover that these other gifts in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 are for all the saints. And as far as I can see, there is no limitation as to what gifts go to men and what go to women. So I believe that all of the gifts that are for today are available to both men and women. Now, some might object to that, but I get to do the preaching, so you'll have to have your own series. I think when we look at that, we will see that the women have a broad range of ministries. I have a whole section, about a dozen things, examples from the New Testament, where it talks about what the women can do. And it's just it's really a rich array of opportunity. The women are responsible to reach the other women and children. That's like about 4.5 billion people in the world. So once you get that done, ladies, you come back and help us with our part. But right now, you've got your work cut out for you. There's no shortage of opportunities. Don't worry about what you can't do. Let's find out what you can do, and let's get on with it, because it's a huge opportunity, huge ministry. So when we talk about the women's gifts, every woman is gifted. Every Christian woman is a priest. Every Christian woman is a servant of the church. Every Christian woman has a role, a ministry to play. And the brethren should be encouraging the sisters in their ministry. A lot of the brethren are harried and exhausted because they're trying to do it all instead of just encouraging some of the sisters who are much better at doing some of these things than we are. I see these two suits going around trying to help a couple who are having marital problems. Well, the Bible says that the older women should teach the younger women to love their husbands. You know, two elders come in and sit down and say, "What's the problem?" And the woman starts to blubber, and her husband says, "Honey, I'll explain it." And he starts talking, and the elders are going like this, and the woman thinks, "My husband doesn't even understand me, let alone these two suits," you know. It's far better for an older woman to come alongside and help that young woman in her struggles in her marriage. And the Bible has that clearly taught, doesn't it? So as far as teaching is concerned, the older women are to teach the younger women. Now, the didactic teaching, in other words, the laying down of the doctrinal base for the assembly, should be in the hands of the elders. But that doesn't mean that that's all the teaching that goes on. I hope that isn't the case. We ought to be in each other's homes. We ought to be sharing scripture. We ought to be encouraging and helping each other all the time. And so there is no limitation of opportunities and no limitation of giftedness among the sisters. But in this particular case, Ephesians chapter 4, this was a special gift the Lord Jesus in resurrection gave to the church. These are specific men. All the apostles were men. All the prophets were men. And these men that he sent out, they were going out to be the front line of battle, and he committed it to men to do this. The sisters, of course, were a great help. When you read the early church history, Paul is constantly referring to these women who were helpers with him in the gospel and what they were doing in the gospel. And we talked the other night about good works and the result of doing good works and how that makes the gospel winsome. So we have to be workers together. And the sisters have as much or more to do than the men do. There's no limitation on that. And we'll have to see how that's described when we look at the subject of gifts in our study tomorrow evening. We're going to be looking at that. And then on a subsequent night, we'll be looking at church order and how that is laid out in Scripture as well.